behind a fanciful storybook that has become a classic, beloved by children the world over, there lurks a series of stirring dramatic incidents. It's to believe it or not, behind that children's storybook that I would like to sketch for you now. The time? Spring in the year 1900. The place? The living room of a small home in Chicago. As our scene opens, we find a group of children gathered at the knee of a kindly young man, the most popular man on the block, who is telling them a story.
And the princess gave them everything she had promised them.
And what happened then?
Well, what do you think happened then? The only thing that can happen in a fairy story, they lived happily forever after. It's time for bed now. Here comes my wife.
No, children, I've got to get my boys to bed. And I'm sure your mothers will be worried about you if you don't get home soon.
Oh, gee. He was going to tell us another story.
Children, no more tonight. No more tonight. Tomorrow, maybe.
Yes. Now, you kiddies, you'd better go home.
Night.
Good night, dear. Good night. Now, Paris, Robert, Harry, Jr., hurry up and get ready for bed.
We always have to go to bed.
Good night.
Oh, my, those children certainly do enjoy the stories you tell them, Frank.
Oh, they're easy to please.
No, I'm not so sure about that. I've always been fascinated by the stories you tell the children.
Do you really think they're worth writing, Maud?
I do, Frank. I have complete faith in those stories. I'll tell you what let's do. As soon as the children are asleep, you tell me one of your stories, and I'll write it down.
No publisher wants those children's stories I wrote. They think they're too crazy, absurd.
Well, they're wrong, Frank. The more fantastic, the more unbelievable they are, the more the children like them.
Well, the publishers just won't listen to that argument. I know. I've tried.
Frank, can't we publish them ourselves?
Yes, if we paid all the costs for publishing.
Well, how much would we need?
$1,000 or more.
Well, we've got $1,200,
Frank. Well, that $1,200, that means all our life savings here. We have the children to care for, ourselves.
I don't care, Frank. I have so much faith in those stories that I want you to take that $1,200 and get those stories published. Guilty in bringing up this subject here, but next week is Christmas.
Yes, it's been worrying me, too. 5 months that storybook's been on the market, and not one cent of royalties has come in.
Yeah, I know. But what are we going to do about the boys? You know what Christmas means to them.
I shouldn't have let you persuade me to take our life savings and gamble it away on publishing that book.
Oh, let's not talk about that, Frank. I still have faith in the book. But it'll Christmas in a week. There must be some way we can raise a little money.
Well, I don't know. I can try and borrow from the printer.
Well, maybe if you let us have a few dollars. I just can't bear to disappoint our four boys.
All right, dear. I'll try the printer. Maybe he'll let us have a little money so we can have a Merry Christmas.
That woman waited patiently for her husband to return home, hoping that his printer would lend them a little money. But what happened was so unbelievable that I've asked that woman to come here tonight and tell you herself about the unusual things that followed. Ladies and gentlemen, I take pleasure in presenting Mrs. L. Frank Baum.
Good evening, everybody.
Mrs. Baum, will you tell us what happened when your husband returned from his visit to the printer?
I didn't hold out much hope for what my husband could bring home. I was ironing in the kitchen when he entered. He put down a check on the ironing board. I picked it up and looked at it. I couldn't believe my eyes. That check was for $13,000.
$13,000?
Yes, Mr. Ripley, $13,000. And then I saw a little notation on the check. It said, advance royalties, The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that book of children's stories was The Wizard of Oz, a story that has become a classic of children's stories, beloved of youngsters the world over. Now, Mrs. Bond, will you tell us how many copies did that book sell in the first year?
Believe it or not, it sold more than 1 million copies in that first year alone. 2 years later, it was made into a musical play.
Oh, yes, I remember. That was the play that made Fred Stone and Dave Montgomery famous. Mrs. Baum, there's one question I'm sure everyone would like you to answer. Is it true that your husband fashioned his characters, the Tin Woodman, the Cowardly Lion, and the Scarecrow, after some of your neighbors?
There's not a word of truth in that story.
No?
Every one of Mr. Baum's characters were completely products of his own imagination. I think the secret of Mr. Baum's success was that he never wrote down to his children. He wrote as a child. In his imagination, all those characters were very real.
And how many copies of The Wizard of Oz have been sold to date?
More than 9 million, Mr. Ripley. And since the moving picture, they have been selling more than ever.
Will you tell us, what was the greatest thrill you've ever had in connection with The Wizard of Oz?
The greatest thrill we ever had was during that tragic epidemic of infantile paralysis in 1916. And we received a letter from a prominent physician in one of the New York hospitals, and he wrote to us saying that one of the greatest helps to these poor, tortured children was the Wizard of Oz. In fact, he said that a part of the standard equipment of every nurse was a copy of the Wizard of Oz.
Well, Mrs. Baum, surely there could be no greater tribute than that. And we all regret that your husband is not alive today to know and enjoy his great success. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard from Mrs. L. Frank Baum, the woman whose unshakable faith in her husband's stories for children made possible that beloved classic of childhood, The Wizard of Oz. Mr. and Mrs. Baum spent their life savings, $1,200, to publish the book after every publisher he went to had turned it down, saying it would be a failure. Yet today, The Wizard of Oz has sold more than 9 million copies. Believe it or not.